Now, the Progress in International Reading Literacy study has released some frightening statistics. It was about 2 years ago, and it found that an alarming 78% of South Africa's grade four learners can't read for meaning in any language at all. So we're celebrating World Read Aloud Day today, and it's imperative that South Africa's literacy crisis be turned into a means to tackle poverty and inequality. And what is needed, clearly, is to establish the building blocks of education, which are reading and storytelling. So we're joined right now by Portia Deniso from Soweto. She's a storyteller and literacy mentor at Nalibali. And she joins us on the line to speak about the work that they are doing in order to promote literacy and the very fun activity, actually, doesn't always have to be pressurized, of reading aloud, if indeed you are given the opportunity. Now, the Progress in International Reading Literacy study has released some frightening statistics. It was about 2 years ago, and it found that an alarming 78% of South Africa's grade four learners can't read for meaning in any language at all. So we're celebrating World Read Aloud Day today, and it's imperative that South Africa's literacy crisis be turned into a means to tackle poverty and inequality. And what is needed, clearly, is to establish the building blocks of education, which are reading and storytelling. So we're joined right now by Portia Deniso from Soweto. She's a storyteller and literacy mentor at Nalibali, and she joins us on the line to speak about the work that they are doing in order to promote literacy and the very fun activity, actually, doesn't always have to be pressurized, of reading aloud. If indeed you are given the opportunity, if the correct atmosphere is created, it can actually be a lot of fun. So let's bring Portia into the conversation. Portia, good evening to you. Lovely to have you with us. Just briefly tell us about the work you do in encouraging reading aloud and literacy in general.
Hi, Joanne. Nalibali is running a beautiful initiative, which is Reading Aloud, which was basically celebrated today on the 1st of February, which this initiative has a lot of benefits for children in our communities. And those benefits are basically, it shows children the value of books and reading. It also gives them things to talk about together when they're surrounded by friends and family. It builds a bond, especially with mother and child as well. So within that, we are creating role models within our communities that reading is just not a thing that is done at school, but it should be done in every, it should be an everyday thing, which it should be just a reading for enjoyment.
You know, this is the thing. I mean, we're living in a country where children don't have access to books, where many of their parents can't read to them because they have not had the benefit of education. How do we go about changing the culture of reading in the country?
So what the nice thing that Nalibali is doing currently is basically establishing those reading clubs in different communities, in partnering with the Department of Education, so that the children can go to those spaces and basically be, have the experience of being read to, so that they can basically enjoy loving books and storytelling at the same time without them feeling that they can't do it.
What are the benefits of reading aloud, Portia?
So it motivates them to learn to read themselves and to keep them reading. It also shows them how to read and how books work. And it lets them enjoy stories that are beyond their current reading abilities, which is very good. It also develops the imagination, vocabulary, language, abilities in all different sort of ways.
In terms of the process of reading aloud, I mean, many of us were asked to do it at school. Some of us had terrifying moments standing up in front of a class and reading simply because, you know, we were afraid of stumbling. We were afraid, many of us who spoke other languages as our mother tongues, that we could not operate in languages like English and were embarrassed to therefore do so. Do you think the stigma attached to that for some pupils is now starting to wane?
So can you repeat that for me? I just want to know it.
No, I was just wondering about the issue of reading aloud and how terrified some pupils at school who were unable to read aloud for whatever reason. Perhaps they were slightly behind with their reading. Perhaps it was a second or third language they were reading in. And some of them were even the butt of jokes when it came to reading aloud. Are we developing a more tolerant culture and getting rid of that stigma that's often attached to reading aloud, particularly for students who are not so confident?
Yeah, we're getting rid of that stigma, because I just remember myself when I was back in school and I was asked to stand in front of the class. Even though I could read by myself, I was terrified in standing in front of a classroom. But if we had a role model like we have today, like the literacy mentor or volunteers in the community that basically demonstrated how reading is fun, I think that would have changed how the children think even today, which is what Malibali is trying to do, is change the behavior, the cultural behavior of how we look at books in general. So it, for example, like we have so many people who that children look after, like celebrities and all, but if celebrities are picking up books and reading, the children will be doing it as well. But so reading is not something that is really done, especially in our communities, like Soweto, Tindis, but it is seen like as an energetic thing. But if we can make reading cool, every child will be reading.
All right, that's wonderful. Portia Daniso, congratulations on the work you do already, and good luck with getting more children drawn to books and the importance of reading. Very good talking to you.